It's thought traumatic brain injury may play a role in whether someone develops Alzheimer's. Scientific advances are allowing researchers to test this idea with willing Vietnam veterans. Sterling Johnson is a neuropsychologist at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's collaborating on a national study.
There's actually new techniques available now that will let us get a better understanding of this. For example, we don't know if traumatic brain injury initiates Alzheimer's disease in some form, or if it just puts them at greater risk for any later brain disease. In other words, it could be kind of a primary cause of the disease, or it could be affecting their resilience to any future disease.
In addition to traumatic brain injury, there's another war-related condition that may put vets at greater risk of developing memory loss later in life, PTSD. Johnson says that will also be examined in the study, which is coordinated by the San Francisco Veterans Administration Medical Center.
The hormones that are in play in post-traumatic stress disorder affect a region that's very important for memory and that's relevant to Alzheimer's disease, and that's called the hippocampus. So that's why the study is blending traumatic brain injury and PTSD, both as risk factors for Alzheimer's disease.
Vietnam veterans who want to volunteer for the national study need a PTSD diagnosis or a history of traumatic brain injury. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.